Seven, take a bind, eight and a one, two, three, and four, five.
My name is Ananya Chatterjee, and I'm the artistic director of Ananya Dance Theater.
Come to the four starch, and four, five, stay there in a little ball, seven, and
you know, the great thing about dance is because it's nonverbal, it's abstract, it's metaphoric, it doesn't tell you an exact logistical thing, but it allows you to be beneath the surface and reveal what's underneath. And that's the relationship to our environment, to our lives, that I'm searching for, searching to enliven in audiences. Yes, words are sometimes inadequate because we work so much through metaphor. And I'm not, you know, you never want to tell audiences what to think. You just want to ask them to witness something. And then somehow I want them to enter into that experience with the artists themselves. So we're all together. Nobody has the answer, right? So, but how can we all together have a deeper awareness of what the questions are? I'm an artist. I'm not a legal expert. I'm not an environmental expert. There are other people who do that work. But I feel like if we all together ask questions, all together have awareness, we will be on a different path.
I want you to think about this idea of heat in our work. Arch. So think about putting your hand out and feeling the heat.
No, not literal.
Like an image from the work we do. We're working on this aesthetic. We're working on our aesthetic. And one of the concepts you're working on is this idea of heat. What happens when you put this training excellence we have with this idea of social justice and this, what happens? It produces heat. So go ahead. 10. Am I counting 10?
Heat.
Metaphoric heat. Or physical heat. Tell me what creates that.
So for Northern Spark, we have created a project called Dance of a Thousand Water Dreams. And it really is about realizing how water is an intimate part of our lives. It's very influenced by the work of Sharon Day, who's the executive director of the Indigenous Peoples Task Force. And this idea that water is such a close relationship to us, which is part of native cosmology. And, you know, the more I thought about it, I realized it's also part of our own spiritual formations. You know, if I were home, I would never just say the Ganga. My mother would always talk about Ma Ganga, right? The mother Ganga. Like, it's always a relationship. It's a familial relationship. So you wouldn't hurt your mother. Why would you hurt the river? So I just want people to remember and celebrate this incredible resource that we have with the Mississippi flowing through us. So on June 8th, we're going to assemble at the Lower Town Landing in St. Paul and have a processional dance. We want to invite everyone in the Twin Cities, everyone, to participate in this, in these dances. It's simple choreography. We will teach it.
Now, I've taken a couple of dance classes, modern dance classes, but I'm really pretty bad. Do you think I'll be able to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we made it so that it's a walking dance, you know.
Right. So the movements will be easy for just about anybody to do.
Yes. There'll be a little bit of complexity, but, you know, you want a little bit of a challenge for it to be worth learning. But yes, it absolutely will be doable by everybody. But the whole idea is not the integrity of the choreography. The whole intent is the integrity of the intention. Like, where does water flow in through this? You know, there's a moment where we sense the water flowing out of our bodies. There's a moment when we wipe our tears, remembering what has happened to the river. So, you know, it's very sort of intentional.
Again, and one, two, going down, three.
Breathing.
Heels up. Stay there. Four, two. Heels down, one. To go more down.